In 1961, when President John F. Kennedy was embarrassed by the failed attempt to invade Cuba, he made a famous comment.
There's an old saying that victory has 100 fathers and defeat is an orphan.
We were reminded of that by a claim made in Bob Shrum's new book, Serial Campaigner. Shrum, a veteran Democratic strategist, lays claim to probably the only memorable line uttered in a vice presidential debate, aside from Admiral Stockdale's opener. It was 1988. Senator Dan Quayle was the Republican vice presidential nominee, and at 41, his age and experience were in question.
I have as much experience in the Congress as Jack Kennedy did when he sought the presidency.
To which the Democratic nominee, Senator Lloyd Benson, made the following memorable retort.
Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Well, according to Bob Shrum, that line was no spontaneous brainstorm. He said it was worded, practiced, and polished in debate rehearsals.
I see myself as having come in to the debate. The very first practice we had, the first discussion I had with Senator Benson, and saying, Dan Quayle's going around comparing himself to JFK. Did you know JFK? And he said not only did he know him, but he had served with him. And the line was developed over time, but the critical person in developing the line was Lloyd Benson.
There are some other accounts. Lloyd Benson's widow, B.A., says her husband did not rehearse that line.
I could just tell from the way he said it. It was quite a surprise to me. I was sitting in the audience. I know it was very much an offhanded comment.
But Benson did rehearse for the debates, and Dennis Eckert, then a Democratic congressman from Ohio, played the role of Quayle. Eckert said that he had seen Quayle cite JFK, and he repeated that claim in their mock session.
I'm hard-pressed to remember exactly who was all in the room at that time, but I don't remember that answer being written or scripted by Bob Shrum. My most fervently held memory of it is this visceral Benson reaction.
Well, here's some solace for all concerned. While John F. Kennedy gets credit for saying, victory has 1,000 fathers, people forget that he called it an old saying. It was actually during World War II that Count Galeazzo Ciano, the Italian dictator Benito Mussolini's foreign minister and his son-in-law as well, wrote in his diary, victory finds 100 fathers, but defeat is an orphan.